Okay, so we have you here today for the whole Reaching Rule initiative and everything. And I've been checking the website and trying to look into it as much as possible. So from what I understand, the Reaching Rule initiative is to help rural communities, and it's a collaboration between three different agencies, the BGA, the CDC, and I can't remember the last one. I think it's the
COSOP.
Yeah. So what exactly is it, though? Like, what is the plan for Reaching Rural?
So last year, we were approached to apply for this grant, and we were told that we would have a great shot at this grant. And, you know, it was out of the whole entire nation, and it's for rural communities to apply for a grant. And with the assistance of those agencies that you stated, we are developing a program that is sustainable in a rural community. Because oftentimes, grants will come out and these programs sound wonderful, but we cannot sustain them here locally because we don't have the staffing, and the money dries up at some point. So our goal over this next year for this initiative is to develop a sustainable program that will provide treatment services to address the opioid crisis in our community.
So is there any reason why Del Norte was picked out of the how many communities? I think it was 33 I saw, or something.
No,
like
only
that.
Eight people, well, only eight agencies in the entire nation have been selected.
Eight counties. Okay.
Yes, we are the only California county to have been selected.
Right.
So we are very excited. And the reason we were selected is I attribute it to our application, which was prepared by our county council, Joel Campbell Blair. And he did a fabulous job highlighting why it is that we're so unique in California, especially. We're so rural, and we're just cut off from a lot of the other communities that can provide more services than we're able to. And I also believe because of our tribal collaboration, mm-hmm. we have Judge William Bowers is on our team, along with Judge McElfresh, and the two of them also do a wellness court, which is a wonderful court. And their collaboration with that has helped us now collaborate with something else.
So what, with the money that's being used for this program, what is that being put to? Like you had mentioned, it's for opioids, stuff like that. So how is that being used against to fight the opioid epidemic?
So how this works is, so we started in January and we've had our first in-person meeting. That first in-person meeting, we really spent the time getting to know each other and our why we are fighting for whatever it is that we fight for the betterment of our community. Mm-hmm. So now on March 31st, we are getting together. We're going to now decide what project we want to do. Now, the Valerie Starkey is leaning, and I hope the other team members are listening. No, I'm really hoping for a residential substance abuse treatment program. And because those are not likely sustainable on their own, I'd like a three-prong kind of approach. An intensive day treatment program, a residential treatment program for at least 8 beds, and also a sobering center. Right. So if that let's say that infrastructure has those three components in it, I do believe that is sustainable. And I think 8-person bed is very little for what we actually need. However, oftentimes there's so much, you know, governmental red tape that comes into it. But I think if we were to build an 8-person bed, then we would, and we couldn't fill it in our community, which I believe we could, then we could gain clients from Curry County or from Humboldt County. I just don't see this as being much of a stretch. You know, the opioid crisis in this area is so significant. Mm-hmm. I asked for Sheriff Scott to send me over the number of OD deaths in 2022, and there was 32 OD deaths in Del Norte County.
From opioids, specifically?
Well, there was drug use, so the majority was fentanyl.
Right.
But it was fentanyl and meth, fentanyl and, you know, alcohol. And I remember it, you know, when I was, you know, I was around 18, 19 years old in the 80s, and I recall hearing like, oh, we finally found a pain reliever that's non-addictive. But it ended up being such a highly addictive substance that they were prescribing. So now, because all those big pharmas were sued, we are all getting settlement money. All the counties that decided to join the class action lawsuit. So we're getting settlement money. Del Norte County has received two or three checks. And I believe the Yurok tribe has reached out to us, and we are setting up a meeting soon to see if we can collaborate with a wellness center of some sort to use that opioid settlement money to put it to something that will be beneficial for the community.
That is what I was going to ask next. Was, have you done any collaborations with the Yurok tribe or any sort of other groups within Del Norte County?
We have been with various things. We have not started yet with the collaboration for the settlement money. But like I said, Judge Bowers is on our Reaching Rural team. And so he is really helping us develop what it is that we could, what it might look like. Mm-hmm. And we'll know we have to choose a project by April. And then in April, once we do that, we start fine-tuning how we can bring that to fruition. And we are meeting in June in Arizona, Kingman, Arizona, to review and see a program that they have up and running there and how that might be something that we can implement here.
Is there a reason why only eight counties have been chosen for that?
This is a pilot program for this the Reaching Rural Initiative. So I think they wanted to start small and to make sure that they were ironing out all their kinks so that as we move forward, and this is something that we can do in the future,
right,
it will be sustainable for them as well.
Yeah, so it's just sort of building, so small groups, see what happens, and then build off of
build
that.
Build blocks, yep.
Okay,
yep.
And with that, is there a lot of community support, or is it very well known throughout the community yet, or is it sort of...
No, not yet. Okay. And we have Jermaine Brubaker. She is on our committee. And Jermaine's amazing. I think you have interviewed her. I mean, she's ready to go. For me, I'm holding back on really disclosing what it is that we want for the community until we have all of our ducks in a row.
Right.
Because I don't want to get it out there. And people, I want to be able to answer all the questions. So if they want to shoot holes in something, we've thought it through.
I'm trying to think of anything else to ask. There's so many questions, I guess.
Well, I'm always here. I mean, I could talk about this kind of stuff all the time just because I do believe it's important. And it's something I'm familiar with, right, just given my career history. So I'm, you know, if you want to ever reach out and just ask questions, I said this the last time I was here, and I'll say it again, is I find this to be very valuable because it helps us. And when we're on the dais and we can only say so much, this helps us explain a little bit more about where our passions are and why it is that we stand up for the things that we stand up for. So
with the word you said, importance, what do you think the importance is of reaching rural, specifically in Del Norte? Like how is it important to us? How is it important to rural communities? What is it doing for us?
This Reaching Rural Initiative, it's providing us with more opportunity than we've ever seen. We are getting the attention of the federal government, and they are saying, we know Del Norte County, we know where they're at now, and we know what their needs are because we took the time to get to know the seven people that you sent.
Right.